Africa. Musa vimberera kwa.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Mokoshi's and Shinso residents are called for police post amid rising theft cases. In Africa news, Nigeria to hold an inquest into death of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's toddler. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Mokoshi's and Shinso area have raised concerns over the rising cases of theft in the area, attributing the situation to the absence of the police post. Speaking on behalf of the community, Patrick Ngambi said lack of a nearby security facility has made it difficult to effectively curb criminal activities. Mr. Ngambi noted that some bars operate beyond the stipulated hours, a situation he believes is contributing to increased crime levels. He added that the trend has left many residents are feeling unsafe in their own community. Mr. Ngambi has since appealed to government to consider establishing a police post in Shizo to enhance security and ensure the safety of residents and their property. A Lusaka resident, Alontia Tembo, has urged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to intensify voter education for first-time voters ahead of the upcoming general elections. Speaking to Kumbon Radio News, Ms. Tembo said many young voters do not fully understand what happens at polling stations and may feel confused on voting day. She called on ECZ to conduct sensitization programs in schools and colleges and to use the local languages so that everyone can access the information. Ms. Tembo also suggested creating temporary jobs for youth during elections, saying it would reduce unemployment and give young people practical experience in the electoral process.
Imagine me for the first time, I've never voted. I don't know how it's done. When I enter there, I don't know where to what to do and everything. So I wish if something can be done. And also, job creation for this time of elections, to be entering the period of elections, if there can be something that can be done, at least giving people employment, especially those that have never been employed through the same. So if there can be something that can be done so that at least a lot of youths, instead of sitting, they can get some employment, and as well as being taught on how to go about it. Quite okay, people got voter cards, but how do they know what to do?
Echoing her sentiments, Clarence Muziamba of the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training stressed the importance of prioritizing youth voter education and employment opportunities as the country prepares for the polls.
We are tackling voter apathy by making voting relatable and accessible. Our strategies include Voter as a Hero campaigns, highlighting the impact of youth voting, interactive workshops, and debate on key electoral issues. We are going to collaborate with local leaders to address misinformation and promote fact-based voting. We are also providing voter education resources and partnering with fact-checking organizations to combat misinformation.
The Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZADS, has reaffirmed its role in developing national standards to ensure the safety and quality of products on the Zambian market, including sanitary products. ZADS Senior Communications Officer Lupia Mazunda said sanitary towels are expected to meet established requirements relating to absorbency materials, hygiene, and labouring and overall consumer safety. Mr. Mazunda explained that ZABS has developed standards for disposable sanitary towels, providing guidance on product performance, safety, and disposal considerations. He encouraged manufacturers and importers to comply with ZABS standards, noting that the Bureau is available to test sanitary products for materials and potential chemical irritants, though testing remains voluntary. He added that ZABS collaborates with the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and other regulators where products fall under compulsory standards. Climate smart agriculture expert Olivier Bulaya says that climate change is not only affecting agricultural productivity, but also the mental health of farmers. Dr. Bulaya explains that prolonged droughts, erratic rainfall, and repeated crop failures are placing immense psychological pressure on the farming communities. He cites the 2024 El Nino-induced climate shocks, where some farmers reportedly took their own lives following devastating losses. Dr. Bulaya notes that mental health challenges among farmers are increasingly, yet support systems remain weak. He is now calling for agricultural extension officers to be equipped with mental health awareness and psychosocial support skills to help identify distress early and refer affected farmers for assistance.
For example, during the 2024 El Nino-induced climate shocks, Zambia recorded distressing cases of farmers losing their lives through suicide after failing to cope with devastating losses. These tragedies reflect a deeper, often ignored reality. Climate stress is translating into emotional breakdowns, depression, family conflict, and rising cases of domestic violence, all of which disrupt farming harmony and community stability, and that also affects productivity. We cannot allow a situation where highly productive farmers lose their lives due to climate-related shocks and silent psychological suffering.
We now break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, mitengo, zama order, zamene jalandira, ife, pa Company Radio, nizi.
50 kg Kalembula, 170. 50 kg Chihuahua, 140. 50 kg Katapa, 110. 50 kg Mupilu, 180. 50 kg Ondwe, 200. 50 kg Repu, 300. 50 kg Chinese, 200. 50 kg Rumanda, 120. 50 kg Impwa, 250. 50 kg Delele, 150. 50 kg Mundambi, 130. 50 kg Dindingoma, 100 kwacha. 50 kg Kandolo, 250. 50 kg Nshava za fresh, 350. Bokosi ya tomato, 80 kwacha. Onyoni ya white ponchu, 150. Onyoni ya red ponchu, 250.